ولا يحصي نعمه العادون ولا يؤدي حقه المجتهدون الذي لا يدركه بعد الهمم ولا يناله غوص الفطن الذي ليس لصفته حد محدود ولا نعت موجود ولا وقت معدود ولا أجل ممدود فطر الخلائق بقدرته ونشر الرياح برحمته ووتد بالصخور ميدان أرضه والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين خاتم النبيين سيدنا الممجد بشيرنا المصدق نذيرنا المعيد المصطفى الأمجد محمود الأحمد الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومبغضيهم وغاصب حقوقهم ومنكر فضائلهم من أول يوم ظلمهم إلى لقاء يوم الدين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have been discussing about the concept of ruh in Islam and the concept of creation as far as the human being is concerned. We have established the fact that ruh is an independent creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it is encaged inside the human body, it is using the human body as a vehicle to perform its duties in this world. As far as the human body is concerned, it cooperates with the demands of the ruh so that the ruh is able to complete its mission in this world and go back to where it belongs. Human being has failed to realize this side of himself, and what in ilm al-akhlaq is called ma'rifatun nafs, self-knowledge within himself of who he is and how he has been created and what is his creation and what are the demands. Before reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a surah in Quran al-Majid towards the last, in the last chapter of Quran al-Majid towards the end, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقِ النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ. Then Allah says, فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق. Human being should see what he has been created of. فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب يوم تبلى السرائب. After having explained the creation of the human being as to what matter has been used, Allah is asking man to take a glimpse towards his own creation. And then he says, يوم تبلى السرائر, the day when the curtains shall be raised is when man will actually be able to see what he has made of himself.
Mm-hmm.
the difference between other creation and the human creation, or the creation of man, human being, is that every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was created and sent on this earth ready-made. Every creation. Whether it is an angel, a jinn, or any kind of an animal that you can think of, was made, created, ready-made, and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. Except a human being. The creation of the human being, as far as the molding was concerned, it was made by Allah. There is a verse in Quran al-Majid in which Allah said, when we presented the amana, this is called the verse of amana, the ayah of amana, when we presented the amana to the skies and the earth, the skies refused to hold the amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the trust of Allah. The earth refused to hold the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mountains refused to hold the trust and amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Human beings said to Allah, I will take this amana. What was the amana that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented to the skies and the earth, and the mountains and the sky refused, the earth refused, and the mountain refused? فَأَبَيْنَا. They refused completely. They could not tolerate to hold this amana. فَأَبَيْنَا أَن يَحْمِلْنَهَا. They refused to carry this amana from Allah. Allah presented the amana to them. فَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. Human being came forward and said to Allah, Ya Allah, I will take this amana from you. Allah says, إِنَّهُ ظَلُومٌ جَهُولًا. Indeed, man is most ignorant and most violent of all the people. Ya Allah, the amana that was refused by the skies, that was refused by the earth, that was refused by the mountains, I carried that amana. I came forward and offered myself to you to say, I will carry this amana. And you say, I am zalim. And you say, I am jahil. Why? Let us take this into an example so that I am able to drive the point across. Sitting in this majlis right now, all of us, some have come from 5 miles away, some have come from 10 miles away, some have come from 20 miles away, maybe some have come from even further. At the end of the majlis, there is someone who has come, perhaps who does not have a car, who does not have a vehicle to go back home. So I offer my service to him, or any other mu'min offers his service to him to say, brother, I will take you home. You live 30 miles away from here. And I am offering my service to take you home. For the road that you are going to take back home, if you are to walk, is a very dangerous road. It is a very difficult road to get back home. And therefore, I offer my services. However, this particular gentleman tells me, no matter what you say, I shall walk this path myself. I shall walk all the way myself until my house. It is dark. There are great difficulties on this path. You could be looted on the way. You could have an accident on the way. You could be taken away by some kind of an animal or something like that. You are living 40 miles away from here. I will take you. And man says, or that gentleman says, I do not want to go. I shall walk myself. What will you call that man? Indeed, innahu zalumun jahula. First of all, he is jahil. He does not know what he is going into. And secondly, he is doing zulm to his own nafs. Similarly, as far as man was concerned, the creation of the human being, as far as the molding was concerned, Allah created the mold. He made it ready for him. However, as far as his own creation was concerned, man said to Allah, this is in my words now, Man says to Allah, Ya Allah, you mold it. You prepare the clay for me. You do the mixture for me. However, I shall make myself. I shall create myself. I shall do everything myself. Allah says, you are zalim. You are jahil. You will not be able to do it on your own. Tell me what you require. Man said, Ya Allah, give me eyes so that I can see. Eyes were provided to him. Man said, give me ears. Ears were provided to him. Man said, give me nose. It was provided to him. Give me the entire body. It was provided to him. Ya Allah, give me color. It was provided. Give me pen. It was provided. What else do you need? Eraser. It was provided. What else do you need? Paper. It was provided. Whatever you need, I provide it to you. Now man took the amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of creating or of making himself, the curtain of which shall be raised from man himself on the day of judgment. Therefore, today man is in self-making. He is making himself. He is creating his own picture with his own hands. By doing ghiba, he sometimes realizes he has done ghiba, he erases that area by doing tawbah. And then he starts creating again. By hypocrisy, he again makes an ugly face of himself. He erases. And again, he realizes, repents, and remakes it again. However, on the day of judgment, يوم تبل السرائر, when the curtain shall be raised, he will actually be able to see what he has made of himself. To which Allah said, إِنَّهُ ظَلُومٌ جَهُولًا. Indeed, he is most zalim. He is doing zulm to his own nafs. And he is the most ignorant. However, he is the best of my creation for having taken the responsibility of making himself. Now, here we will have two types of people. Those who will excel in their deeds to the extent that when the curtain is raised, they will find themselves of what they have made in the best possible manner. And there will be those who will look at themselves from the other side, being lower than the category of the enemy. This will be on the day of judgment. Ruh has been provided to me. Therefore, Ruh has a mission within myself. It is encaged in my body. It does not want to remain in my body. It does not want to live in my body. It does not want to stay in my body. It wants to go back to its original source. However, I have encaged it myself. Now, within myself, I have four powers. There is a power of intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human being. There is a power of anger. There is a power of passion and desire. And there is a power of imagination. All these four major faculties within the nafs have been provided to only and exclusively the human being. The angel only possesses the power of intellect. The animals only have the power of passion and desire. But human being possesses all four major faculties within his nafs. The power of intellect, the power of anger, the power of passion and desire, and the power of imagination. Within these four powers, there is always a tussle. Always. Before I say about this tussle, these four powers are necessary for the existence of humankind, for the baqa of humankind. They are most important. The power of intellect is needed for a man to be able to make distinction and justify what decisions he has made in life, to distinguish between good and bad, to be able to transmit the message to other powers within him, this is right and this is wrong. The power of anger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human being is built in within him for one simple reason. And that reason is for him to defend himself. That's all. When a child is born, the first power within the four faculties, that is, that he executes himself instinctively, is the power of passion and desire. When a child is born, the first thing the child wants, needs, desires, is the milk of the mother, or it requires nourishment for itself. It requires food. Therefore, the power of desire is executed within him. The first power that becomes apparent in a child is the power of desire. He wants milk. Without this power, the child would die. If the power will not show hunger, if the power of desire will not start within himself, he will not cry for food. If he does not cry for food, the child is expected to die. The second power that is executed within himself is the power of anger, and that is the power with which he defends himself. You will see, when you, even if it is a 2-hour-old child or 1-hour-old child, if you slap it, it will move itself. It will make a face at you. Or you see the vaccinations when the doctor come and put to inoculate the child. You will see the child moving its hand quickly. He is defending himself. The power of anger to defend himself is imperative in him for his own survival. The third power is the power of intellect that works in him, and that is a little gradual. After the power of desire and then the power of anger, slowly the power of intellect begins working within himself when he starts to recognize through fragrance and through looking at perhaps the most close people to him, which is probably his father and his mother. Very small child. He starts to recognize them. He knows this is through fragrance, this is my father. He knows through probably by looking at the mother that this is my mother. Finally, as he grows up, the power of imagination begins in himself. It starts working itself until it brings a human being to a certain level where he becomes mumayyiz. Mumayyiz is a child who can make a distinction between good and bad, who can discriminate himself. That is why the Maraji' al-Idam, when they write a book of fatwa, regarding hijab, for example, when they say that women must wear hijab from the age of 9, or they must cover themselves from all the na-mahram, amongst the category of na-mahram, one through ihtiyat is a child who is considered to be mumayyiz, which means a child who can distinguish between good and bad. Ihtiyatan, the women are supposed to cover themselves in front of that child who now can discriminate between good and until such time these powers work. They are all innocent powers. They are perfect powers. Absolutely perfect. They have no malice in them. They don't fight within themselves. They cooperate in every decision they make. Until such time when the power of passion and desire takes over a man or a woman, it transmits the message of its desire to the power of intellect. The power of intellect, through information that it has received, tries to eliminate every gesture that is made by the power of desire. However, sometimes the power of desire is persistent and it takes power and it comes to a man and it starts to disobey the power of intellect, knowing that the strongest amongst us, or the Ra'is, Ra'is means the king of all the four faculties, is the power of intellect. Yet it wants to disobey the power of intellect and it drives man towards performing something which is the desire of that particular individual. Therefore, slowly and gradually, it joins hands with the power of anger, and it joins hands with the power of imagination, weakening the power of intellect, disobeying it, and taking a step only on them, on their own selves, without the power of intellect. The consequences of these are that the decision that has been made by these three powers have led them towards something which was desirous and something which was abhorred by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment these three powers learn to obey the power of intellect, you will see every judgment that is made by these four faculties within themselves, every judgment that will be made will be safe and sound for them not to make any errors and not commit any sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now look at what happens as an example. The power of desire, passion and desire, makes a decision and makes one individual feel that he has reached a level. And therefore salam, he should be done salam to. Or he must be somebody who has now got the concept of ananiyah. Ananiyah means in Arabic language to feel about oneself that he has reached certain levels whereby he expects utmost respect from every individual through certain achievements, whatever his achievements are. And he expects now that I must be done salam to. Without realizing, as the power of intellect leads him, that salam, according to the Holy Prophet of Islam, one who initiates the salam gets 90% of the thawab, and one who responds to the salam only gets 10% of the thawab. That hadith, had he followed the power of intellect, he would have done salam no matter where he had reached in life. But now the power of intellect is suppressed. The power of desire has taken over the power of intellect. It leads him to believe a false sense of security that now he has reached a level whereby he must be done salam to. Takabbur starts from here. Self-love starts from here because the power of passion and desire leads him to believe that he is someone great. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa sallam says, "Ajibtu, I am surprised, I wonder at a person who does takabbur, who has takabbur within him, who has arrogance in him. I am surprised at that particular individual. How does he do takabbur? أَوَّلُهُ نُطْفَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ جِيفَةٌ." When his beginning is najasa, his end is a dead, stinking corpse. How can he do takabbur? How can that man even think about doing takabbur? What did I do? Where did I go wrong? I did not realize the four faculties within myself. I did not realize what function they have within me. I started following the power of passion and desire without knowing how detrimental it can get to me. So takabbur comes into me and I start doing takabbur. I become arrogant. Luqman Hakim says to his son, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. The Quran. Do not blow your cheeks in arrogance in front of people. Luqman Hakim says to his son, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not blow your cheeks in arrogance in front of people. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى. And do not walk on the street as though you are the greatest man. فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. For you will not be able to remain steadfast on earth, nor will you ever be able to reach the heights of the mountains. You are but an insignificant being on earth. You are nothing. Who am I? I start realizing about myself that I have read 10 books more than you, and therefore I start thinking great of myself. With regard to knowledge, Allama Majlisi writes in his book, and this is in Quran al-Majid in Surah al-Shu'ara, one of the most beautiful narrations in Quran al-Majid regarding Nabi Musa. One day, Allama Majlisi writes that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he reached home one day and he retired, he thought to himself, within himself, he said to himself, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me fadila over my community. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me sahibul ilm. That means he has made me a knowledgeable person. Allama Majlisi writes that the moment Janab Musa thought within himself that Allah has made him a knowledgeable person, immediately Jibreel Amin came to Janab Musa and said, Allah requires you to go further and acquire knowledge. To a place where two oceans meet together, where dead things become alive. Musa, go and study. So there was a place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Janab Musa to go, where two oceans met, where dead things became alive. I don't know where that place is, don't ask me. Janab Musa immediately realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disliked my comment when I said he has made me sahibul ilm. Now Quran al-Majid, and these are the verses, Surah al-Shu'ara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Janab Musa decided together with his young companion, who according to the riwayat is Yusha ibn Nun. When you go to Baghdad, there is a grave of Yusha ibn Nun. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the opportunity to visit his grave. Yusha ibn Nun was the companion of Janab Musa. As Janab Musa realized now that I have made a mistake, this is a great mistake that I have done, and Allah now wants me to go and acquire knowledge. For the acquisition of knowledge, Janab Musa lives together with his young companion, Yusha ibn Nun. Janab Musa says, and these are the words of Quran, Janab Musa says, لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أم أمضي حقبا. I shall not stop. I shall walk to acquire knowledge, even if it is until the place where the two oceans meet together. أو أمضي حقبة, even if it takes me centuries to reach there, I shall now walk. When Janab Musa left with his companion, he took with him Zadirah. You know what I told you about Zadirah day before yesterday. Zad is a provision for safar, for the journey. So as a provision, Janab Musa took with him one fish that they were supposed to eat if they get tired on the way. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ Quran al-Majid, Surah al-Shu'ara. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَ حُوتَهُمَا. When they reached at this place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to get at, they did not realize, both Janab Musa and his companion did not realize that this is the place they have reached. They didn't realize this. But they stopped there to rest for a while. نَسِيَ حُوتَهُمَا, they forgot about the fish. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. The fish became alive and dived inside the water. This is Quran, not from my pocket. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ السَّرَبَى. The fish became alive and went inside the ocean. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَ. When they moved away from there without realizing that this was the spot where Allah had sent them, قال موسى لفتاه. That means they moved away from there. They went even further than that after resting for a while. فلما جاوزا, when they passed from there, قال موسى لفتاه, Musa said to his companion, آتنا غداءنا, give us that fish, give us that food. لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا. Because this journey has made us very tired. Now the companion of Janab Musa realized that I forgot to tell Janab Musa about the fish which went inside the water, which took a dive inside the water. I did not tell Janab Musa. He realized that now Janab Musa wants that fish to eat. So he says to Janab Musa, أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ آوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ. O Musa, that was the place where we wanted to go. That was the place where we were supposed to be. You forgot. And then the companion says to Janab Musa, وَمَا أَنْسَانِهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. It was Shaitan that made me forget. Otherwise, I would have mentioned this to you, that the fish went inside the water there. Now Janab Musa says, ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. That was the place we wanted to go to. That was the place where we wanted to acquire knowledge. Allah, in beautiful words, says, فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. They returned back-footed, following their footprints until the place where they were supposed to go. When they reached there, now listen to this beautiful narration of Quran and Majid. When they reached there, at the place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted them to be, فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. They found one of our slaves standing there. Who is Musa? Musa is Kalimullah, one who spoke to Allah in Mount Sinai, in Koh Tur. Musa is the Kalim of Allah. He is Ulul Azm, one of the great prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, because he thought to himself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him with knowledge over his community, Allah sent him back to acquire knowledge. When he returns back, look at the words Allah is using. فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا. They found, both Musa and his companion found a slave, one slave from amongst our many slaves. آتيناه رحمة من عندنا, whom we have endowed upon the mercy from ourselves. وعلمناه من لدنا علما, whom we have granted with knowledge from ourselves. Who did Janab Musa meet? Janab Khidr. Prophet Khidr is who Janab Musa meets as he returns back. From here onwards, it is even more beautiful. You will go and read it at home. I wanted to just get you until this point, so that I can drive the point across what I want to say. When they met, Janab Musa and Janab Khidr met each other. Janab Musa says, this is the words of Quran, Janab Musa says to Janab Khidr, Ulul Azm, Kalimullah, says to a prophet who is not Ulul Azm, who is not Kalimullah, he says to him, هل أتبعك على أن أعلمني مما علمت رشدا؟ Can I follow you so that you can teach me what you have been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Janab Khidr accepts. And as they go, they sit in a boat. Now Janab Musa says they are sitting inside. Janab Musa and Janab Khidr are sitting inside the boat. Allama Majlisi now writes. He says, Janab Musa sat as though a talibul ilm, that means as though a student sits, and Janab Khidr sat in a boat as though a teacher sits. As they went into the ocean, somewhere in the middle, a bird came to take its hunt, some fish, you know, the seagulls. It dived into the water, and as it raised its head, there was a drop of water that fell from the beak of the bird.
one drop of water that dropped from the beak of the bird, one drop.
Janab Khidr asks Janab Musa at this time, until now everything is silent.
Janab Khidr asks Janab Musa, did you see what happened?
Janab Musa said, yes, I saw what happened.
What happened?
The bird took a dive and it raised its head.
But did you see what dropped from the beak of the bird?
Yes, I did. What was it? A drop of water that fell into the ocean. Janab Khidr said, Musa, your knowledge, my knowledge, the knowledge of all the angels and the jinns, and the knowledge of all the people in the universe and beyond, is exactly a drop that fell from the beak of this bird in comparison to the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhi wa sallam. Ahlul Bayt are the ocean. We are only a drop of water that falls into it. You consider yourself to be a knowledgeable man?
So I read 10 books and I consider myself to be an alim? And I start walking in front of people with my nose towards the sky? Takabbur. I have been misled by my power of passion and desire. I have been misled. However much I pray, however much I fast, however much I do good deeds, takabbur within me cannot be justified ever. Allah says, Al-Kibriya'u Rida'i. Takabbur is my garment, not anyone else. I cannot do takabbur. Who am I? When the Holy Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, introduced Salat. You know, Namaz was introduced in second Hijrah. And it was two rakats only. In second Hijrah is when Namaz was introduced officially by the Holy Prophet of Islam, and even that was two units. When Namaz was introduced, the people of Quraysh, who were millionaires, aristocrats, influential people, they came to the Holy Prophet of Islam, they knew that he is the Prophet, they had already accepted Islam, and now the Holy Prophet says to them, Salat is wajib. In Salat, the kayfiyah, or the way you must pray, is that you must stand steadfast. This is called Qiyam. And then you must bow down. This is called ruku'. And then you must go into prostration. This is called sajda. These millionaires, these people of Quraysh, these influential people came to the Holy Prophet of Islam and said, Ya Rasulallah, what is this? You remove ruku' and sajda, we will pray every day. You remove ruku' and you remove sajda. It does not befit us to go down and prostrate. Allahu Akbar. It is not for us to go down and prostrate. Why? Because takabbur had overtaken them. Today we say, every time you don't pray your salat or you don't do a good deed, and you are asked, why did you not pray? Aap namaz kyun nahi padhi? Shaitan ne humko behkaya. Shaitan bothered us. Roza, Shaitan bothered me. Hajj, Shaitan bothered me. Zakat, Shaitan bothered me. Khum, Shaitan bothered me. Who was Shaitan bothered by? Think about this. If you are bothered by Shaitan all the time, who was Shaitan bothered by? Who was Shaitan's Shaitan? Who was Iblis's Shaitan? The Shaitan that is within myself, there is nafsi ammara, that is this power of passion and desire in me that leads me into something which I do in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aba wastakbara, Allah says the word. He turned away. He refused to prostrate because takabbur overtook him. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and he became from amongst the disobedient, from the kuffar, from the kafirin. Shaitan. Otherwise he prayed 6,000 years. he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6,000 years. Takabbur over takabbur. This power that is built inside me has to remain at a center point. It cannot transgress. It cannot move in any direction. I require the power of passion and desire to make me feel hungry. I require the power of passion and desire to get married. I require the power of passion and desire to fulfill the desires that are natural. But to move beyond those desires is haram, and therefore I shall transgress. And if I transgress, the power of intellect is weakened. And when the power of intellect is weakened, I become a sinner, a criminal. 90% of the gunah are done, 99% of the gunah, and the sins that are committed due to this fact. That people have failed to recognize these powers within themselves. The moment they do, and they provide proper nourishment to them, is the day when man will be able to see bliss. He will be able to travel beyond. He will be able to see the realms of spirituality in his own life as he lives. میرے عزیز دوستو، یہ حقیقت امر ہے کہ انسان کو اپنے آپ کو پہچاننا ہے کہ میں کون ہوں، میں کیا ہوں، کس لیے ہوں، کیوں ہوں، کہاں کو جا رہا ہوں. یہ حقیقت ہے. جب تک انسان اس چیز کو نہیں پرکھ پایا، جب تک انسان اس چیز کو نہیں دیکھ پایا، وہ انسان آگے کبھی بھی نہیں بڑھ سکتا، اس کا پروگرس ختم ہو جاتا. شیطان نے خداوند تعالیٰ کو اللہ کا 6,000 سال تک سجدہ کیا. 6,000 سال، ایک نہیں، ہم زیادہ زیادہ 80 سال کریں گے سجدے اگر کیے ہیں تو. زیادہ سے زیادہ 80 سال، زیادہ سے زیادہ 90 سال اللہ کے سجدے کریں گے. اس نے خدا کا سجدہ 6,000 سال تک کیا. ایک سوال، اور اس کے بعد میں اختتام تک اپنی مجلس کو پہنچا دوں گا. لوگ ہم سے سوال کرتے ہیں کہ خدا کو کیا ملتا ہے، اللہ کو میری عبادت سے کیا ملتا ہے. خدا چاہتا ہے کہ میں غسل کروں. میں لکس کا بھی صابن ہے، شیمپو ہے، ریڈوکس شاور ہے، سب کچھ ہے میرے پاس، میں اس سے اگر نہا لوں، اور یہ کیا ہے کہ شاور کے نیچے کھڑا رہنا، اور اس کے بعد سر و گردن کی نیت کرنا، اور اس کے بعد داہنی طرف کی نیت کرنا، اور بائیں طرف کی. اللہ کو کیا ملتا ہے؟ اس کو میرا صاف رہنا پسند ہے، یا اس کو یہ شاور کے نیچے جھومنا پسند ہے؟ خدا کو کیا ملتا ہے ان چیزوں میں؟ اللہ کو کیا ملتا ہے؟ لوگ سوال کرتے ہیں، خدا چاہتا ہے میں صاف رہوں تو دنیا کا بہترین سوپ لے کے میں اپنے آپ کو صاف کرتا ہوں. اللہ کو کیا ملتا ہے کہ میں غسل کروں؟ اللہ چاہتا ہے کہ میں نماز پڑھوں، اس کو نماز سے تعلق ہے، یا کس انداز سے میں اپنے آپ کو دھوتا ہوں اس سے تعلق؟ بہت سوال پوچھتے ہیں لوگ، عجیب سوال پوچھتے ہیں لوگ. مصیبت یہ ہے ہم لوگوں کا جواب دینا پڑتا ہے. عجیب سوال، کیا ملتا ہے خداوند تعالیٰ کو؟ ہم حج کو جاتے ہیں، 7 مرتبہ گھومتے ہیں خانہ کعبہ کی طرف، یہ این پی کلوک وائز جانا، یہ لوگوں کے دھکے لگانا. خدا چاہتا ہے مکہ جاؤں، مکہ جاتا ہوں، کعبے کو دیکھ لیتا ہوں، دور سے گوسا لگا لیتا ہوں. اس سے فائدہ ہے اللہ کو، یا راؤنڈ راؤنڈ گھومنے سے فائدہ ہے؟ کیا ملتا ہے خدا کو ان چیزوں میں؟ وہ چاہتا ہے کہ میں مکہ دیکھ لوں، مکہ دیکھ لوں. وہ چاہتا ہے نماز پڑھوں، میں نماز پڑھ لوں گا. یہ کیا ہے کہ میں وضو کروں، اور اس انداز سے وضو کروں کہ پہلے ہاتھ دھوؤں، اس کے بعد 3 کلیاں کروں، اس کے بعد استنشاق کروں، اس کے بعد نیت کر کے سر میں اپنے پانی لگاؤں، اور وہ بھی یہاں کا پانی یہاں نہیں پہنچنا چاہیے، یہاں کا یہاں نہیں پہنچنا. یہ کیا حماقت ہے؟ اس سے اللہ کو کیا ملتا ہے، کیا فائدہ ہوتا ہے؟ سوال کرنے والے سوال کرتے ہیں، ہر قسم کا سوال کرتے ہیں. آپ جانتے ہیں وہ مالک ہے، وہ معبود ہے، میں عبد ہوں, وہ خالق ہے میں مخلوق ہوں, وہ رازق ہے میں مرزوق ہوں, وہ مولا ہے میں عبد ہوں. یہ سوال ہم اپنے امپلائرز کو نہیں پوچھتے. اگر امپلائر چاہتا ہے کہ آفس کے اندر سگریٹ نہ پی جائے تو سگریٹ ہم ترک کر دیتے ہیں بالکل. اگر جاب کی ضرورت ہوتی ہے تو امپلائر کو ہم کہیں گے بھائی سگریٹ آفس میں کیا, ہم گھر میں بھی نہیں پیئیں گے بھائی, آپ کام دے دیجیے. آفس تو دور کی بات نہیں, ہم گھر میں بھی نہیں پیئیں گے, آپ ہم کو بس نوکری دے دیجیے. ایسے سوال ہم امپلائر سے نہیں پوچھتے, مگر یہ میرا مقصد نہیں. خداوند تعالی یہ 6000 سال سجدے کیے کس نے؟ ابلیس. اور یہ میرا دعویٰ ہے آج بھی, جتنا ابلیس اللہ کو جانتا ہے اتنا میں اور آپ سوچ بھی نہیں سکتے. اس نے اللہ کے ساتھ آرگیو کیا, خلقتنی من نار وخلقتہ من طین, تو نے مجھے آگ سے پیدا کیا ہے, تو نے اسے مٹی سے پیدا کیا, آگ مٹی کا سجدہ نہیں کرے گی. اللہ کے ساتھ آرگیومنٹ کی ہے, وہ جانتا ہے خدا کی مائٹ کیا ہے, خدا کی قدرت کیا ہے, خدا کا ہاؤل کیا ہے, جانتا ہے. ہم سے اور آپ سے بہتر خدا کی معرفت ابلیس رکھتا ہے. ایک مرتبہ پیغمبر اسلام حضرت محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پیغمبر کے پاس آیا, انسان کے لباس میں, انسان کی بھیس.
علامہ شیخ علی اکبر ناوندی لکھتے ہیں اپنی کتاب میں, آیا انسان کی بھیس بڑھاپے کے عالم میں رنگ برنگی ٹوپی پہنے ہوئے پیغمبر اسلام کے پاس آیا. فرمایا یا رسول اللہ, اصحاب بیٹھے ہوئے تھے, فرمایا یا رسول اللہ آپ مجھے پہچانتے؟ یہ لوگ مجھے نہیں جانتے, میں جانتا ہوں لیکن آپ مجھے پہچانتے؟ آپ بہت اچھی طرح جانتا ہوں, میں سمجھتا ہوں تم کیا چیز ہو, دور ہٹو. فرمایا یا رسول اللہ یہ تقولا, یا رسول اللہ آپ جانتے ہیں میں کیا تھا؟ آپ کو علم ہے میں کون سی چیز تھا؟ یا رسول اللہ میں صف اول کے ملائکہ سے بالتر تھا. جب میرے ہاتھ سے تسبیح گر جاتی تھی تو تسبیح کے دانوں کو اٹھانے کے لیے صف اول کے ملائکہ لڑتے تھے. یہ میرا سٹیٹس تھا. کیا کولیپس. یہ پیغمبر سے فرمایا کس نے؟ ابلیس نے. یہ وہ ہے جس نے 6000 سال سجدے کیے. 6000. ایک شاعر نے کیا خوب شعر کہا ہے, جو اردو سمجھتے ہیں وہ لطف اٹھائیں گے. وہ کہتا ہے شاعر کے, نہ بڑے موزی کو مارا, نفس امارہ کو گر مارا. موزی کہتے ہیں اذیت پہنچانے والی چیز کو. کوئی شے اگر آپ کو اذیت پہنچائے اسے کہتے ہیں موزی. اور نفس امارہ کی تعریف میں نے آپ کے سامنے کر دی. وہ کہتے ہیں بڑے موزی کو مارا, نفس امارہ کو گر مارا. اگر آپ نے نفس امارہ کو مار دیا تو بہت بڑی اذیت پہنچانے والی شے کو مارا. نہنگو اجدہاؤ شیر نر مارا تو کیا مارا. اگر آپ نے کروکوڈائل کو مارا, اگر پائتھن کو مارا, اگر آپ نے شیر کو مارا تو کوئی بڑی بات نہیں. بڑے موزی کو مارا, نفس امارہ کو گر مارا. نہنگو اجدہاؤ شیر نر مارا تو کیا مارا. گیا شیطان مارا ایک ہی سجدہ نہ کرنے پر, اگر لاکھوں برس سجدے میں سر مارا تو کیا مارا. ایک ہی سجدہ اس نے انکار کیا, ایک ہی. 6000 سال سجدہ کرتے کرتے ایک سجدے کا انکار کیا. گیا شیطان مارا ایک ہی سجدہ نہ کرنے پر, اگر لاکھوں برس سجدے میں سر مارا تو کیا مارا. میں معبود ہوں تو عبد ہے, یہ میرا حکم ہے, میں چاہتا ہوں تو آدم کو سجدہ کر, میں نے کہا تو سن. تو غسل کو مجھ سے نہ پوچھ, تیرے نفس کی طہارت کے بارے میں تجھ سے زیادہ میں جانتا ہوں, میں چاہتا ہوں ایسا غسل ہو تو کر. تو وضو کے بارے میں مجھ سے نہ پوچھ, میں جانتا ہوں تیری کیفیت کو, میں نے کہا ایسے وضو کر تو کر. میں نہیں کہتا کہ اس کے دوسرے جوابات نہیں ہیں, میں صرف اللہ اور عبد کے درمیان کے رشتے کی بات کر رہا ہوں. مگر میرے اندر تکبر مجھے اتنا دور پہنچا دیتا ہے, اتنا دور کہ ریئلائزیشن نہیں ہوتا کہ میں کون ہوں, میں کیا ہوں. بھول جاتا ہے انسان کہ میں فقط ایک انسگنیفیکنٹ بھی ہوں. لوگ سجدہ کرتے ہیں,
लोग बड़े बड़े लोगों को देख के खड़े हो जाते हैं और शिव मैं क्या कहूँ आपके सामने। शायर कहता है, शायर आप शेर अगर सुनने के आदि हैं तो मैं अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह शौक रखता हूँ शेर व शायरी में खुद। शायर कहता है क्या खूब बात कही शायर ने, और हकीकत है इस बात को आप खुद सुनिएगा और ये हमारे अंदर की मेंटालिटी को आप सोचिएगा कि हम कैसे लोग हैं दुनिया में। शायर कहता है एक सलावत पढ़े बाबा से बोलो कहता है किसी महफिल में अगर कोई साहिब दौलत आ जाए उसका नक्शा खींच के कहता है महफिल में अगर आए कोई साहिब दौलत तवज्जो चाहता हूं महफिल में जो आ जाए कोई साहिब दौलत ताजीम को उठता है अमामा भी अबा भी। सुनिएगा महफिल में जो आ जाए कोई साहिब दौलत ताजीम को उठता है अमामा भी अबा भी और ताजीम का क्या जिक्र है पहलू भी न बदले आ जाए अगर सूरत मुफलिस में खुदा भी। यानी अगर खुदा गरीब और फकीर की शक्ल में आ जाए तो पहलू तो क्या इंसान का अमामा और अबा तो क्या आदमी अपना पहलू भी न बदले अगर खुदा आ जाए। ये हमारी मेंटालिटी खुद हम हमारी अपनी बात कर रहा हूं हम लोगों की मेंटालिटी ये है कि साहिब दौलत को हमने खुदा के साथ शिर्क किया शरीक किया मुशरिक बने हम विदाउट रियलाइजेशन दैट वी आर डूइंग शिर्क। ये क्या था हमारे अंदर के नफ्स ने हमको बताया उलझनों में घेर दिया हमने उसका कहना माना इंटेलेक्ट को हमने दफन कर दिया और आगे बढ़ गए। सुभान अल्लाह ये अचीवमेंट है ये अचीवमेंट है। और वही अमीर आदमी अगर दोबारा फकीर हो गया तो उसी शमात की तरफ से लोग वापस भाग गए दूसरी शमात। ये हमारी मेंटालिटी है। तकब्बुर इंसान करे किस लिए कैसा तकब्बुर कहाँ का तकब्बुर कौन है दुनिया के अंदर। मैं पसंद करता हूँ बेसिक्स के ऊपर गुफ्तगू करना। ये हालांकि आजकल की दुनिया इंटेलेक्चुअल दुनिया के अंदर इतनी ऐसी ऐसी फलसफे की बातें होती हैं कि मैं खुद उलझन में आ जाता हूँ इसलिए मैं पसंद करता हूँ बेसिक्स में गुफ्तगू करना। हमारे अंदर जितनी बुराइयां हैं जब तक हम इन बुराइयों को अपने नफ्स के अंदर से निकाल न देंगे दुआए कुमेल में अमीर उम्मीनीन अबी तालिब सलावतुल्लाहि अलैहि فرماتے ہیں ظلمت نفسی وتجرأت بجهلی وسكنت الى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي دعا کمیل کے اندر ربی انی ظلمت نفسی پالنے والے میں نے اپنے نفس پہ ظلم کیا ظلم میں نے اپنے نفس پہ ظلم کیا اس کا مطلب کیا क्या जुल्म किया मैंने अपने नफ्स पे। मैंने अपने नफ्स को देखा भी नहीं जिंदगी में कैसा लगता है क्या उसकी शेप है क्या कुछ नहीं। क्या जुल्म किया यही जुल्म कि मैंने पावर ऑफ इंटेलेक्ट को नहीं समझा पावर ऑफ पैशन एंड डिजायर को नहीं समझा मैंने कुव्वत शहविया को नहीं समझा मैंने कुव्वत अकलिया को नहीं समझा मैंने इमेजिनेशन पावर को नहीं समझा कुछ नहीं समझा। मैं सुनता गया नफ्स अम्मारा को मैं नरिशमेंट देता गया पावर ऑफ पैशन एंड डिजायर को दुनिया में मैं आगे बढ़ता गया। हर चीज दुनिया की मटीरियल मेरे हाथ में आएगी और मेरे हाथ से निकल जाएगी जो मेरे साथ बचेगा वो मेरी रूह रहेगी और कुछ नहीं। अब इंसान उसके बाद अगर तकब्बुर करे तो कितना बेवकूफ है आप खुद सोचिए कितना बेवकूफ है वो इंसान कि जिसको मालूम है कि मेरे 10 मरने के 10 मिनट बाद मैं खुद नजीस हो जाऊंगा कि लोग अगर मुझे छू लेंगे तो वो लोग भी नजीस हो जाएंगे। वो इंसान क्या तकब्बुर करने के लायक कैसा तकब्बुर। जब पैगंबर इस्लाम को ईरान से डेलीगेशन मिलने आया पहली मरतबा रईस अकाबिर बड़े बड़े लोग पैगंबर इस्लाम से मदीने में मिलने आए जब मदीना पहुंचे तो देखा कि पैगंबर ढूंढने लगे मदीना की पोश एरिया में गए पता नहीं कौन सी पोश एरिया थी उस जमाने में लेकिन मदीने की पोश एरियाज में घूमना शुरू किया कि यहाँ शायद उसका महल होगा जिसको मोहम्मद कहते हैं जिसने दुनिया के दिलों को जीत लिया। گئے پوش ایریاز میں پیغمبر کو ڈھونڈا, جہاں رؤساء رہتے تھے بڑے بڑے لوگ رہتے تھے وہاں گئے پیغمبر کو ڈھونڈا, پیغمبر نہیں ملے. گھومتے گھومتے آ کے کسی سے پوچھا کہ وہ جس کا نام محمد ہے, جس کا نام محمد ہے, جس نے دنیا کے پوری دنیا کے اندر دلوں کو جیت لیا, کہا ہے. لوگوں نے مسجد نبوی کی طرف اشارہ کیا کہ وہاں اندر ہے پیغمبر. جب آئے تو دیکھا کہ پیغمبر ایک سمپل بوریے کے اوپر بیٹھے, آرڈینری سمپل بوریا جسے سوہیلی میں کہتے ہیں گنیا, اس کے اوپر پیغمبر اسلام بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں. ایک مرتبہ داخل ہوئے, ادب و احترام کے ساتھ پیغمبر کو سلام کیا اور فرمایا آپ ہیں محمد؟ کہا میں ہوں محمد. ہم نے تو سوچا تھا آپ ایک محل کے اندر ہوں گے, محل کے اندر زندگی گزار رہے ہوں گے. فرمایا میں اس دنیا میں محل میں رہنے کے لیے نہیں آیا. جتنا انسان بلند ہوتا جاتا ہے خود اپنے نفس میں خود گرتا جاتا ہے. دعائے مکارم الاخلاق 23 ماہ مبارک رمضان کو صرف پڑھتے ہیں ہم, یہ بھی ہماری خود کی بدقسمتی ہے کہ ہم 23 ماہ مبارک رمضان کے سوا پھر دعائے مکارم الاخلاق فالوئنگ ایئر تک کبھی پڑھتے ہی نہیں. دعائے مکارم الاخلاق میں امام سجاد فرماتے ہیں, وہ کہتے ہیں کہ میرے مالک مجھے اس وقت تک تو لوگوں کے درمیان بلند نہ کرنا جب تک تو مجھے اپنے آپ کے اندر گرا نہ دے. اللہ اکبر. لوگوں کے سامنے مجھے بلند نہ کرنا جب تک تو مجھے اپنے آپ میں گرا نہ دے. اب انسان گرنے کا تو بہت دور بلندی کا سوچتا رہتا ہے ہر وقت, میں فیمس ہو جاؤں, میں پیسے والا ہو جاؤں, میں صاحب وقار ہو جاؤں, میں صاحب عزت ہو جاؤں, میں صاحب مال و دولت ہو جاؤں, میں صاحب نصب و یہ ہو جاؤں, میں بہت سی. اور آج کل اولاد کا پرابلم نہیں, اولاد آج کل دو دو میکسیمم تین ہوتی ہے, اس کی زیادہ نہیں, لیکن ایک زمانے میں اولاد پہ بھی فخر ہوتا تھا کہ میں اتنی اولاد کا باپ ہوں. وہ فخر ختم ہو گیا آج کل. ایک زمانہ تھا جس کے اندر وہ اولاد پہ بھی لوگ فخر کیا کرتے تھے کہ میرے پاس ماشاءاللہ 12 بیٹے ہیں, 15 بیٹے ہیں, 16 بیٹے ہیں, اور اس پہ فخر ہوتا تھا. آج کل 2 بیٹے, ایک لڑکا, ایک لڑکی, الحمدللہ رب العالمین, گاڈ تھینک یو. اس سے زیادہ ہم کو نہیں چاہیے. اس پہ انسان تکبر, کیسا تکبر میرے عزیز دوستو, ذرا سوچئے. اگر یہ ہمارے خود کے نفس کو ہم ظلم نہیں کر رہے ہیں ہمارے خود کے نفس کے اوپر, تو ہم کیا کر رہے ہیں؟ کیا ہم نے سوچا ہے؟ وقت میرا ختم ہو گیا, بلکہ زیادہ وقت لے لیا آپ کا آج میں نے. لہذا میرے عزیز دوستو, انشاءاللہ کل اس پہ زیادہ مزید گفتگو کریں. ہم انسان, خداوند تعالیٰ کے بھیجے ہوئے انسان, ہمارا ایک مشن ہے اس دنیا میں, ہمارا ایک کام ہے اس دنیا میں. ہماری روح ہم سے طلب کر رہی ہے صرف ایک چیز, صرف ایک چیز, اوبیڈینس آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. بس اگر ہم نے ہماری روح کی صداؤں کو, آوازوں کو, چیخوں کو سن لیا, ہمارے لیے بلس کے سوا کچھ نہیں. اور اگر ہم نے ان آوازوں کو اگنور کیا, ہماری عاقبت بخیر نہیں ہو سکتی. نفس کبھی شوق دیتا ہے انسان کو کہ ایک لمحے میں انسان گناہوں سے, گناہوں کو چھوڑ کے اچھے راستے کی طرف آ جاتا ہے, لیکن اس دن کا انتظار نہیں کرنا چاہیے, شاید وہ دن کبھی آئے بھی نہیں. تاریخ کربلا کے اندر ایک واحد ایسا انسان گزرا جس نے ایک رات میں اپنے آپ میں ایسا ریولوشن پیدا کیا, ایسا ریولوشن کہ ایک رات میں کفار کو چھوڑ کے, یزیدیت کو چھوڑ کے, دنیا کو چھوڑ کے امام حسین کے قدموں پہ آ کے سر رکھ لیا. پوری رات سوچتے رہے حضرت حق, یہ کون ہر جنہوں نے حسین کے راستے کو روکا جب امام کوفے کی طرف جا رہے تھے. جب مولا ملے ہیں جناب حر کو راستے میں, تو جناب حر کے لشکر کی حالت یہ تھی کہ زبان بدھی سے باہر تھی, جانوروں کی زبان پیاس کی شدت کے وجہ سے باہر تھی. ابو الفضل عباس اور امام علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام نے جب حور کے لشکر کا یہ عالم دیکھا اور کیوں نہ کرتے؟ جب حور کے لشکر کا یہ عالم دیکھا ہے کہ زبان باہر ہے پیاس کی شدت میں جانوروں کی بھی اور حور کے لشکر کی بھی، عباس کو بلایا، عباس پانی کی سبیل کرو. وہی حسین 10 محرم کو 3 دن کا بھوکا پیاسا شہید کر دیا تھا، اور کے لشکر کو پانی پلایا. خود مولا نے ہاتھ میں کنٹینر لے کے، خود مولا آگے بڑھے، خود مولا نے لشکریوں کو پانی پلایا، اور اس کے بعد ابو الفضل عباس کو حکم دیا، عباس جانوروں کو بھی پانی پلاؤ تاکہ کوئی جانور یہاں سے پیاسا نہ. وہ حر جس نے حسین کے راستے کو روکا، لیکن امام شاید اپنے امامت کے علم سے جانتے تھے کہ یہ حر وہ حر ہے کہ خود اپنی مرضی سے کام نہیں کر رہا، کسی کے آرڈرز کے ماتحت کام کر رہا ہے. جب راستہ کٹ گیا اور امام کربلا پہنچ گئے، شب عاشور، حضرت حر نے پوری رات حسین کے خیموں سے تسبیح کی آوازیں سنی، سبوح قدوس رب الملائکت والروح. پوری رات، ساری رات حضرت حر بیتاب رہے، دیکھا کہ اس طرف لوگ عیاشی میں مبتلا ہیں، دیکھا کہ اس طرف لوگ ڈول بجا رہے ہیں، لوگ اپنی عیاشیوں کے اندر ہیں، یہ وہ لوگ ہیں جو اپنے آپ کو مسلمان کہتے ہیں، اور دوسری طرف خیموں میں سبوح قدوس کی آوازیں بن گئے. جناب حر نے خود اپنے آپ کے اندر سوچا، اور سوچنے کے بعد ساری رات خود جناب حر کہتے ہیں، میں نے اپنے آپ کو ساری رات جنت اور جہنم کے درمیان محسوس کیا. جب صبح نمودار ہوئی،